This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected viewers, on this beautiful, amazing night of Ramadan, we beg the Almighty Allah to accept our fasting. Allah accept our taraweeh. Allah Ta'ala grant us His true love. Allah grant us the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Quran Kareem. May Allah ease in the plight of those who are suffering in different parts of the world. We bring to you episode 16. We discuss the 16th juz of Quran Kareem. In the opening verses of this juz is a continuation of Surah Kahf, this amazing surah of Quran Kareem, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the surah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Quraysh in Mecca, they had asked the Nabi of Allah a few questions. One was with regards to the sleepers of the cave. Number two was with regards to Zul Qarnain, the man who had traveled extensively in three different directions. And the third question was with regards to the human soul, the ruh. Yas'alunaka 'anil ruh. In response to this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's a lengthy incident. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah records in the Quran Kareem, Allah gave an answer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah spoke in great detail about the sleepers, the seven young lads who had deserted their families to live in the cave, to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they slept for more than 300 years. This incident is known to us. Allah recorded this incident. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Khidr alayhi salam. Khidr alayhi salam, another great servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You know, the discussion between Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi that was sent to the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam, one day somebody asked him that, is there anyone who has more knowledge than you? He thought he was the most knowledgeable person. Allah Ta'ala told him, O Musa, go and you'll meet somebody at the place where the oceans meet. And Musa alayhi salam, he goes on this journey with his servant Yusha bin Nun, and he meets Khidr alayhi salam. Allah records this amazing incident. Thereafter, we come to Surah Maryam. Maryam alayha salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the surah speaks about the miraculous birth. Allah speaks about the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and Allah goes into great detail. What an amazing surah. You know, it's something which is so soothing to the ear, comforting to the heart. So Allah speaks about the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. The next surah in the 16 juz is Surah Taha. Taha is one of the attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like Allama Suyuti has recorded that 10 names Allah has given Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That ana Muhammad wa Ahmad wa Mahi wa Aqib wa Hashir wa Fatih wa Khatim wa Abu al-Qasim wa Taha wa Yasin. Subhanallah, in the surah, in Surah Taha, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of an incident. There was a person in the time of Musa alayhi salam by the name of Samiri. His name was also Musa, but the Quran refers to him using the name Samiri. He was born that very year that Musa alayhi salam was born. The mother of Samiri feared for the well-being of a child, because Fir'aun had issued the decree that all male children should be killed and slaughtered. So he issues the decree. This mother feared that Fir'aun will slaughter her child. She takes her child to the outskirts, and it is said that she hid herself with this little baby, and Jibreel used to come and nourish this child. And it was this very Samiri. You know, when he grows up, He had initiated the worship of the golden calf. So Allah speaks about this incident in the 16 juz of Quran Kareem, the incident of Samiri. When Musa alayhi salam, he returned, he was perturbed and disturbed and he was rather upset. And Musa alayhi salam asked Samiri, why did you initiate the worship of the golden calf? What did he say? قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. Why did you do it? Because I felt like doing it. Because I felt like doing it. How many youngsters today, they pop that pill, they pop that drug, and now they're addicted to intoxicants. So what does the Quran teach us? Is that you initiate a good deed, you will earn reward. You initiate an evil deed, you will earn the sin of that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is said that this man Samiri, when Musa alayhi salam returned, he wanted to kill this man because he had initiated the worship of the golden calf. The Bani Israel, Samiri told them that you are worshipping the Lord of Musa, whereas your Lord is this golden calf. And some of them started worshipping the golden calf. Like we had mentioned, Musa alayhi salam was rather upset and perturbed and disturbed. Musa alayhi salam wanted to kill this man. Allah Ta'ala told him, Musa, don't kill him, but only curse him. Musa alayhi salam hence cursed Samiri. And from that point onwards, he lived a life of loneliness. He developed a sickness on his body. No one used to come closer to him. Anyone who came closer to him used to say, La misas, don't touch. So we find a person who lived in the time of Musa alayhi salam. So what do we learn? What do we learn? That our children, we need to expose them to the right environment. The environment plays a vital role in the nurturing and the upbringing and the tarbiyah of our children. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we take lessons, you know, from these amazing, you know, verses of Quran Kareem. Inshallah, till we speak to you again tomorrow, bi idhnillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا